Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was going to say, for perspective, two things. You can find the positives. I don't know if you saw this text message we got from Derek. I don't like a rainy day. No one really likes a rainy day. But he said, good morning. I felt like last night I was sleeping in my camper. The rain through the night made me sleep so well. That's good perspective. And then also, look what happened in Jamaica. Be thankful it's just rain. Oh, my God. Have you seen the videos of
No.
devastation?
Oh,
Jamaica?
I've seen just now the videos are coming out. Yes. There
was one story. So they talked to a Jamaican homeowner who was like trying to, play, I guess, be the hero and help everybody out. As he was watching people's neighbors' homes roof fly off from that storm, he went up on the roof and he literally was like, I just took nails and nailed my roof down. And it worked for him,
right.
But so many people lost so much.
I know,
that area is just, the devastation is insane.
It's going to take years to rebuild, they say.
All perspective. We're going to be okay. We'll get through this.
Yeah. Good morning. It is 8:10. We've been talking about a number of issues. We certainly started off talking about local stuff like the Lackawanna County budget hearing, the petty stuff that continues. We'll get back to that. Also, Scranton City Council does vote on that downtown traffic plan. But last hour, we talked a bit about what I think is the increasingly violent actions by various law enforcement operations, whether it's DHS officers. Now we understand that some ICE administration officials are being replaced. The plan with some of the Border Patrol managers. And there's a lot of concerns that things are going to get more brutal on the streets. We'd love to know what you guys think about this, because there is a video and there's more and more videos. Every day there's videos coming out of people being assaulted on the streets of America. And we're not talking criminals that are being rounded up with warrants by these officials. And most Americans would agree. If you have people that are here illegally who are violent and wanted individuals, and you have a warrant, take them into custody, deport them, do what you have to do. There is shocking footage now. I don't know if you saw the Halloween party in Chicago.
Is it a parade
Parade. Okay, when I say party, I mean get together.
Making sure we're thinking of the same thing. That's
children's
all.
Halloween parade in a Chicago neighborhood. There is video of the moment that ICE agents pulled a 67-year-old man from his car, pinned him to the ground during an immigration enforcement operation. The man's running club posted a social media statement about his harrowing experience. So this is a group that runs together, all right? So the unnamed man, and the club says he is a U.S. citizen driving home after a run when Border Patrol officers dragged him out of his car. He was driving home after a morning run, turned a corner in the city's old Irving Park neighborhood, discovered that Border Patrol agents blocked off the road leading to his home. He was reportedly dragged out of the car, thrown to the ground shortly after agents threatened to break his window if he didn't move his car. Video footage shows the runner on the ground, breathlessly saying, I'll move my get off of me, as agents kneeled on his back while cuffing him. There are onlookers screaming, get off of him. You're blanking, suffocating him. at the agents while they were filming the incident. He suffered 6 broken ribs, suffering internal bleeding during the detainment. So, look, the residents say the officers interrupted the children's Halloween parade, released tear gas without warning. And there were hundreds of families walking around. So they relocated the Halloween parade to a school nearby. It is just horrible what is happening in this country. And to those of you who continue to text us, we need to get the immigrants, you know, the illegals out. You will have, in all polling, majority of people who say, if you have people here illegally who are violent, who have criminal pasts, take them into custody, do what, you know, the process is. But they are going into very violent means right now. And a number of the ones that you see, these are U.S. citizens. U.S. citizens who are literally being snatched out of their cars and then, you know, scrambled to the ground and assaulted. So a lot of the people are not happy with that kind of activity in their neighborhood.
Who would
you
be?
I mean, and you probably wouldn't be either. But you go, oh, it's a city. It's Dems. We hate them. It's okay. So imagine if you're going about your business, if you live in a rural or suburban area, and all of a sudden a group of people in cars start screaming at you to get out of your vehicle and pointing guns at you. And if you don't move fast enough, they're going to throw you to the ground, break your ribs, and cause internal bleeding. This is nuts. So I want you all to draw the line. Where is your line? Where is the line between what would be acceptable and what isn't? Because we're way past it. What is acceptable in this country?
Yeah, I don't know that there's any chance you're going to get certain people to go, I see your point and you're right and I'm okay with that. That's what they think. I disagree strongly. Where I personally try to focus are on the people who say things like, well, sure, if you only talk about the bad stories where they make mistakes or something. Now, in that case, can you at least, the one I'm thinking of is, you mentioned Chicago, the parade. There was one situation where the tear gas was being thrown. I don't know if you've seen this video, and a mother approaches, like, what are you doing? And as she approaches them, the guy comes out and just two-hand shoves her backward hard. Like, not arresting her, not detaining her, no orders, just shoves her hard. She flies back, and then he hops in their vehicle, and they race away. If that wasn't an agent, you would go, that's assault. There's no question about it. So if you think it's just cherry picking certain things, can we at least have you denounce those and go, that's really crappy. We shouldn't approve of that.
Well, I just want to know.
That's baby steps. And that's middle ground that I want to personally see. And I don't see it. These people go, you're cherry picking. You go, well, do you disagree? Like, well, no, it's collateral damage. Then you don't disagree with
that. What happens if you see masked people who don't identify themselves approaching you near your property? People have stand your ground laws. What if you're not showing your face, if you're not telling me who you are, if you're not showing a warrant, if you're not identifying yourself, do I have a right to self-defense? I'm really concerned that violence may happen. I'm really concerned, and we've seen in some instances where people are pretending to be ICE to assault people. And some of these, especially the most violent ones that you're seeing in some of these videos, it's not just like a mask over their lower part of their face. Their entire face is practically covered. There's a reason for that. And that's because they know. A reminder to folks that you cannot and should not follow illegal orders. You will be brought to justice eventually. Please remember that. When I was at the protest in Scranton, there was a woman who was there driving by, and she stopped her vehicle because there were a group of veterans who were at the protest. And she said, I served 10 years. She said, I have one message for the people supporting what's going on in this country. Remember your oath. She screamed that out like 3 times and then drove away. Remember your oath. And you do not follow illegal orders. Just remember that. There's a reason why they're covering their faces. There are plenty of dangerous jobs out there where people don't cover their face. There's a reason why. And I find it interesting that the most violent ones I'm seeing on these videos are the ones who have their faces completely covered. It's really sick, the world that we're living in right now.
Well, it's like a pass to say I can do what I want. And
I don't like what you're doing. I'm allowed to be out on a public street. I get it. If you have a line there around ICE, there is a line that you cannot encroach on their property and people should respect that. But people who did not encroach on that property had, including a pastor, been hit with those, what are they, rubber bullets or, you know, whatever the shots that they were firing. They are not just stopping. And we're not even talking about someone trying to impede an arrest. We're talking about people who just say stop or pick up a camera and take a picture. We're allowed to do that. We're allowed to do that. If you stop me and you tell me to get out of my vehicle, I'm going to ask you, why are you stopping me? I'm not getting out of my vehicle for a person who I can't see their face. I don't know who they are. Do you have a warrant? What did I do wrong? If I say why, are you going to pull me out of my vehicle, throw me on the ground and break my ribs? But there are a number of you out there who say that's acceptable. It's wild. It's like being in a third world country or some dictatorship. And some of you are okay with it. It's crazy.
It doesn't have a personal, there's no personal connection, I think. If you see someone you know and love, it, these people are just strangers to you. So when you see it, you're like cheering it on. I guess you don't care. But again, it could be any of us. And that's what's frightening. I want safer streets. I want less crime. I want less murders. But I don't want the government to drive through with masked men knocking over everybody to try to get to one bad guy. That's an exaggeration to get to the point, but the end game shouldn't have so much collateral damage that people have to live in fear, because then we're not free anyway.
Mm-hmm. I want to be free. If I'm not free, I don't want to be there. And if some of you are okay with another one, why didn't he get out of the car? I want to know why you want me out of my car. You're not just going to pull me out of my car. This is not the country I live in. If you want to go break my ribs, go at it. And then I will sue you civilly. This is crazy. This is not acceptable. Some of you have lowered the bar to anymore. Anybody could walk up to you and tell you to do something and you must comply. Ugh. What a world, right? Some of you are so totally cool with just anybody on the street being told to comply for no reason at all.
It is.
There is in the United States search and seizure, the Fourth Amendment, protecting you and I against unreasonable searches and seizures by the government, and requires warrants based on probable cause. So, you're going to come up to my vehicle when I'm trying to get to my house, which is what happened in the situation we were referring to in Chicago. And you're going to pull me out of my vehicle and break my ribs, as they did to this man, causing also internal bleeding. For what? It is over the top. It is aggressive. It is outrageous. It is un-American. And there's no justification for it. It's awful. And you'll see that one of the judges has said that she wants that guy. Oh, he's the face of it. And he's not wearing a mask. I'll give him credit for that. Is it Bovino? Gregor?
I can't think of it. I know you're talking about
Gregory. Is it Gregory Bovino? Let me find out.
That should be the way it is. If you have all these masked people, I think there should be one person who's like, hi, if you have a problem, contact
me. Top Border Patrol official. Okay. To be deposed today over the agency's tactics in the Chicago area. So Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino, who does not wear a mask, so the others should not, will sit for a deposition in a lawsuit over his agency's immigration enforcement tactics in the Chicago area. The debrief from plaintiff's attorneys accused federal agents of aggressive behavior against peaceful protesters, scheduled to last up to 5 hours. I think if you are someone who believes in this country and what we stand for, there's no exception. Peaceful protesters should not be fired upon, whether it's with tear gas or anything else. And that is what happened. In one case, they're now going, oh, someone, one of our officers, accidentally released tear gas on a rooftop, and we just started, what, taking it out on the people below instead of trying to figure out what happened. Anyway, so this has been happening, continues to happen. It's a dangerous situation, and it certainly is opening up a situation which has happened already. And it could happen in greater numbers, which are groups of people, gangs or other people who want to do harm to people can just pretend with masked faces to grab up and kidnap or disappear people off the streets. It's nuts.
I have a pretty good memory for certain things, especially when they're personal experiences. And one of the things that drives me nuts in stories like this is lack of consistency. There's a story I told when I was driving coast to coast to come back to move to Pennsylvania. I got pulled over for speeding in Oklahoma, and I told a story about how it was the weirdest traffic stop ever. The officer came over, took my information, and then asked me to get, you know, you step out of the car, and then he took me back to his cruiser. I sat in the front seat, and we talked. We talked about real estate. It was very strange.
Sure.
And then he basically told me that his captain was arrested. He was just small talk. And when I told that story, I just thought it was kind of a funny story of a weird traffic stop. But there were people who said, you just don't believe in the Constitution. You didn't have to get out of the car just because that officer told you to do that.
Right.
He used a power move on you to make you jump because he said to move. And I had people lecturing me, and I thought, I mean, they're kind of right. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel threatened in that situation.
Right.
But they kept telling me, you gave up your rights and you didn't have to, and you need to learn. I'm like,
there are certain things you have to and don't have to do.
But again, now I feel like we're seeing similar people going, if you don't, you just get out of to comply. If you don't comply, you're asking for it. I'm like, which one is it?
What we're talking about, I want to be very clear about this specifically, is I do believe, obviously, in complying. I'm driving along the road and I get pulled over. You know, usually the officer comes up to your window, asks you for your license and something, and you usually go, what did I do? And I'll find out if I have a taillight out. I've had that happen. Or maybe I'm going too fast. I've had that happen. Comply. I don't have a problem with that. We're talking about situations now where masked people with guns, not identifying themselves, are getting very heavy-handed with people. And in crowded situations, threatening people, pushing people, is a whole different level. So you are in that situation. You should be calm. You should say, I am so-and-so from such-and-such, and I need you to do this because, or I have a warrant, or blah, blah, blah. In many cases, it's get out of the car. And then if they don't react fast enough, they've already broken a window, grabbed them out, and assaulted them. We're talking very different things. So when we're talking about this, let's be very clear. There's a very big distinction between what we're seeing on a lot of these videos and just your everyday, obviously, respect for law enforcement and, you know, having an orderly system of law enforcement and, you know, the rule of law, as opposed to what we're seeing, which is really over-the-top, outrageous, aggressive, violent, and I think dangerous behavior, because I'm worried also for even the safety of the people that are masked, because there are people who may get upset or not know who those people are and get violent in response. It's a dangerous situation for everybody. I think most people thought, oh, I want to get rid of the criminals here illegally. They would have a process. You have warrants. You round them up. You take them out. Not what we're seeing, which is, oh, they're going through the process of becoming a citizen. They show up in immigration court and then they're ripped away. Most people don't agree with that. But I'm more concerned about this violence, and we're seeing it ratcheted up more and more every day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Be very wary of the flyers that you get, mailers, whatever they may be. It's ugly out there.
Are there laws saying you can't just put whatever you want?
I think there are. I mean, I think there should be. See, what happens is some people will put stuff out there, and then if they have to stop, it's like, oh, I'm sorry after the fact, but then it's already done. There's a story about a Democrat flyer about the fat cat Luzerne County councilman, and people are like, well, he wasn't there when they alleged this and this happened. Look, I get it. They're eating the dogs and the cats. There's like lies every single day. There's lies. So not only did we have that story out of Luzerne County about that flyer from the Democrat committee, there's also a story today. I believe it's the Times Leader that has it. And in that one, Luzerne County Council candidate Denise Williams calls out lies by the county Republican Party as a smear attack. So, again, people who will blame, you know, her for the spelling error. There's a spelling error for the Rinkavage race.
Yeah.
And it was the voting company, Dominion, that admitted to making that mistake. And they wanted to put it on her. And in the other case, the flyer for Luzerne County Democratic Committee's flyer calling a county councilman a fat cat who cost taxpayers millions. You know, they're claiming that he voted against this or for that, that, you know, things that people may not like when he wasn't even in office at that time. So the lesson is be very, very, very careful about what you believe. When you get these mailers, your best bet is, I'd even tell you at one time we'd say, look it up on a reputable source. Well, you might go online and find something that's doctored as well. It's really a shame. So
and the
silly season is now, because between now and next Tuesday is when everything gets amped up.
The mailers are junk mail for junk politics. It really is. And someone had texted before, like, you know, about something one of us brought up. I think something you brought up. Well, did you get that from a biased source? And I didn't even reply. But here was what I was thinking, which is who gets to decide what the bias is? Or, you know, what is, because some people will say, I only like this one because they see it my way.
Right.
And I feel like that's a bad thing. I've said this before. A lot of times when I see something and it seems one-sided, I try to find a different take.
Right.
Crazy, I know, but that's just something I do. Doesn't mean I have to agree with it. Sometimes I try to find out, like, in the middle, like, what are they both saying?
Right.
Sometimes there's words and things in there that don't make sense.
Right. So be very careful. And before you go, you might want to look at what's on your ballot and make sure you have your information ahead of time. So there was a county in Lackawanna County, a budget hearing yesterday. The bitterness, I guess, continues, and it will be for a little while. This whole thing is so weird and wild and has taken so many turns. But Brenda Sacco, who quit her state job, I'm so confused by this, wouldn't quit the state job to run for the special election, but quit the state job to take this job temporarily for the next not even 2 weeks now. It's very confusing to me. All right, why didn't you just run? But she is going, hoping to stay on. And when asked if she'd respect the will of the people in the special election, which has a Democrat, a Republican, and an independent, none of them Brenda Sacco running, she says, I have no comment.
Yeah.
I think the best thing for her to do would be to explain, how are you staying on? Are you staying on because you're going to continue the legal fight, that perhaps you want to continue the argument, even though it was lost in the first stage, which is this special election shouldn't happen? It's happening. I'm going to guess, is she continuing that argument to say it should never have happened and she should have been there?
I think that's the only possible option.
Yeah, well, the other option was, is someone who's running going to step down after they win and hand it to her? But Tom Welby has said that he would not do that. Tom Welby says that he will serve if elected, as have the others. So it's very confusing. But I think you need to. I don't think she's, I personally, I don't think she's played this the best way she could have. I think that she was somewhat of a sympathetic figure to some because it was a situation where she was picked to be there. There was a legal fight that kept her out of that position. I get that that's not a good thing, but she still had a job. It wasn't that she didn't. And probably the best thing for her would be to take this position, try to be, you know, forthcoming with the people and say, I want to continue this position. I believe I should. I don't think the election is legal. I will continue to fight that. I want to fight for the people. But instead, the first order of business was exacting the revenge of working with the minority guy to then become in charge and then fire somebody, bring in her own lawyer. It just all seemed really petty, and I think she lost a lot of goodwill and political capital. Look, there's not a lot of goodwill to go around, to be honest with you. Bill Gaughan has done himself some damage, obviously, as well, because he kept hanging on to this thing. And in the beginning, Chris Patrick from the Democrat committee wanted the person he wanted in there. And I think it's pretty obvious he wanted Brenda Sacco in there. They game a system by putting three people up and one has far more experience. She has experience. She's certainly experienced for this. And Bill Gaughan wanted his person.
Yeah.
So everybody wanted what they wanted. And when they couldn't get what they wanted, then, you know, Bill Gaughan did his legal fight that went on and on. And then the whole special election was a curveball in the middle of that. I think a special election is the way all these things should be done.
I think it's interesting. You said, you know, revenge to kind of replace gone. Mm-hmm. I would say it's, if it is revenge, it's masked by what is allowed by using parliamentary procedure. So they masked it with like, we're allowed to do this. This is just what you do when you.
Well, of course they can. Yeah, I just think that with an election coming up,
it's sketchy as all hell.
What I would have done if you wanted. First of all, I think if she was going to do this alliance with Chermak, I would have had Chermak be the majority commissioner, not her. That's just because he's been there. And he's been there for some time. But secondly, she should have, I believe, said, I'm not going to make any changes until my legal process. I should have been here. I feel like I should have been here. I'm going to continue to argue that. I respect the people and the fact that you're going to vote. But this should never have been done. Like, there's just a way to talk to people. But this whole thing where she does these big moves, which are controversial, but then won't tell people anything. I have no comment. Like, be transparent with people. Be transparent with them. Anyway, someone says the court ruled in her favor. Yes, I know the court ruled in her favor. The issue is, before that final ruling came, the board, including Gaughan and a judge sitting in for McGloin, voted on a special election. So if they want to argue this thing legally, they can. But I don't think you can keep going, I have no comment. Tell people what the game is. Tell us what's going on. It's just weird. So yesterday there was a meeting and she tried to adjourn it quickly, I guess, after a half hour discussion. And when she got up to go, Bill Gaughan still was talking and the crowd got upset. So she sat back down and the dysfunction continues. It'd be nice for them all to work together.
Yeah, it feels like they're being forced to coexist and they don't want to. Like they're stomping their feet every bit of the way. And that's mm-hmm. frustrating because you don't have to like the people you're working with. It seemed like Gaughan and Shermack, he said like, yeah, we're getting things done. Just not some of the big things we disagree on.
Right.
It seems like this is going to just cause more
it's
issues.
It's just more like, I'm mad that you did this, so I'm going to do this back. And in the end, it really should be about what's best for the people. Let's take a look at that forecast. Meteorologist Joe Snedeker with the Storm Tracker 16 forecast for Northeast PA.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday pre-Halloween for the Halloween nuts out there, right? Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist sent directly to your auditory canal by Nancy and Jason. All right, today, we talked about it all week long. It's here. We could use it. 1 to 2 inches of rain. No flood watches or warnings yet. There could be some flash flooding later on, but I think we'll get through this okay with rain. Go ahead and rearrange your sock drawer. Indoor day today with highs in the 50s this afternoon and an east wind. The rain will start to taper off with some downpours late afternoon, evening, and then tomorrow it's Halloween. Windy, colder, only in the 40s to near 50. Cloudy, a passing shower, peeps of sun. You'll survive. The kids will march around the school at the lunch break and everything will be okay. The weekend looks pretty good. Partly sunny both Saturday and Sunday. High temperatures hanging out in the mid-50s. And even a dry stretch Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I mean, now we're into November here, baby. All the Christmas nuts are coming out this weekend. You know how that goes. Oh, yeah. The rest, my friend, is up to you.
All right. Thank you, Joe. He's left me in a state of dreamery. I feel like a dreamer right now.
Dreamery.
All the things I can do. Thank you, Joe. He's inspiring me today. Did he just say, by the way, he wants to spend the whole day in the house, not ride a bike? That's so unlike him.
Right. Dictionary.com.
Before you tell the story, this is the worst story you're going to hear all year. I'm just saying that.
What?
I don't get this. I know what you're going to say, but yeah, continue.
Okay.
Just give it a tease there.
Dictionary.com reveals its word of the year for 2025. And it's actually not word of the year. It's words. 6-7.
Or numbers, maybe.
Yeah. 6-7.
Do you know what it means?
It perfectly encapsulates modern communication or miscommunication. Internet slang, memes, and humor now shape the language we use every day. For many adults, 6-7 might sound meaningless, but among younger generations, it's become the viral emblem of online culture, a blend of irony, connection, and in-joke energy defining how people communicate today. Searches for 6-7 have increased more than sixfold since June 2025. It is one of the most searched expressions on the internet this year.
If you search this, or even better, forget the search, ask a teenager. I've done this. My son's a teenager.
Right.
6-7, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. He goes, everyone says it. What does it mean? I don't know. It doesn't mean anything. That's
right.
What they tell you. They all say it doesn't mean anything. My son said it could be used like the F word sometimes. If someone's like, man, I got fired from my job, you can go, oh, 6-7.
It's just, here it is. It started with a viral track by rapper Skrilla, Doot Doot 6-7. After that, there are all different kinds of things online. The most asked question, what does 6-7 actually mean? According to dictionary.com, it is often used to express something in between, like so-so, maybe,
right.
And is typically accompanied by playful gesture where both palms bob up and down. It's a lighthearted, non-committal response to almost anything. So it replaces words when humor says more than clarity ever could. But linguists say it's something deeper. It represents how younger generations are building connections through shared absurdity.
Abso-friggin-lutely. And like, again, they're saying it means this. I've heard the so-so thing like, you like the movie? 6-7. I was told it can be used in almost any context. And I'm I feel like it's almost a prank on older people.
Right. Well, anybody it's supposed over to be 20. Like, if you don't get it, you're too old. But here's other words that defined 2025. Aura farming, agentic, clanker, broligarchy, the dynamite emoji, kiss cam, over tourism, trad wife, Gen Z stare, and tariff. So they say there's just a whole lot of different words that came into culture, but 6-7 is probably the biggest one, and it still like makes people laugh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Time is flying by.
But were we having fun? I am indifferent on that answer.
It's National Candy Corn Day.
Ooh, can't wait till tomorrow then.
Don't like them at all. It's also National Buy a Donut Day, so that sounds yummy. Okay, time to play a little game.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
Let's do it.
All right. Harry Hamlin. Boy, I haven't seen him in anything
Clash
in
of
a
the
while.
Titans, if I remember correctly. One of my first movies
L.A. Law.
No, just Perseus. I don't know. He's got to be 75 now.
He is 74. Good for you.
I've been stalking him.
One of my favorite people, Henry Winkler. Love, love, love him.
Took him a while, but he definitely got out of that
Night Shift.
Typecasting.
What a great movie with him.
I don't know if you know this. He was Fonzie. No, sorry. Sarcasm.
How old is he?
How old is he? He's probably 79.
80. So good for you. Look at you on a roll.
Hey.
Grace Slick from Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship, all of them.
I know she's an elderly woman now. I'm going to say she's like 90.
She's 86.
Oh.
Just a little bit. Ivanka Trump is having a birthday today. Donald Trump's daughter. How old is she?
40.
44.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So she's good. I wonder if she's had work.
This is a funny one coming up here because he, a singer from an alternative rock band, has a disputed age.
It happens.
Gavin Rossdale from Bush.
He's
great, great, great
55.
Singer, though. He is 60 and it's disputed. So that means he's probably older, right? No one disputes a younger age.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If it's your birthday on this October the 30th, we wish you a very, very happy birthday. By the way, did you know on this date, 1938, the radio play, The War of the Worlds, aired on CBS Radio, and that sparked panic.
Talked about it the day you were off.
Listeners, yeah,
and
that's
it
wild.
It is such an iconic radio broadcast you can still listen to, and people know, like were terrified.
Yeah, they were, because, you know, back then that was like, is this a real broadcast? All right, also, if it's your anniversary today, happy anniversary. We'll be here trick-or-treating for Halloween.
Will we?
We'll be scary folks on the radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.